17 hours at 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, July 13th, 2014. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening. Live from Washington, I'm Marvelous Mplanga Nyahuye. Among our top stories this evening, Zimbabwean human rights activist Arthur Gwagwa is invited to present a paper to 500 young African leaders of the Washington Fellowship for President Barack Obama's Young African Leaders Initiative, YALI, in Washington at the end of the month.
I was recommended to go and attend their President Obama's segment in Washington, you know, to inspire and speak into the lives of these African leaders, which is actually the future generation of the leaders on the continent.
The Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union, ZCFU, says it is trying to help farmers find better markets for their produce, as those available are not offering anything better.
We're working out ways of mobilizing and sensitizing farmers of markets which are offering better prices, which can allow them to go back into the cropping or production cycle next season.
And as usual for the youth and everybody young at heart, we give you Tatenda Gumbo with the Youth Forum. Zimbabwean human rights activist Arthur Gwagwa is invited to present a paper to 500 young African leaders of the Washington Fellowship for President Barack Obama's Young African Leaders Initiative, YALI, in Washington at the end of the month. Gwagwa says he is very excited to receive this award. Gwagwa was invited by AREX in partnership with the U.S. Department of State in the implementation of the Washington Fellowship.
The summit is for the Young African Leaders Initiative, which is President Obama's signature effort to invest in the next generation of African leaders. 60% of African total population is below the age of 35. So about 500 young African leaders are going to be meeting in Washington between 28 and 30 July as a culmination of, you know, the time they've been in Washington for, you know, close to 2 months. So I was recommended to go and attend their President Obama's segment in Washington, you know, to inspire and speak into the lives of these African leaders, which is actually the future generation of the leaders on the continent. And in terms of what it means to me, I'm very humbled, and but at the same time honored to be given this opportunity to speak to the future generation of African leaders.
What message are you going to be conveying to the young leaders?
For me, the main thing is about, you know, the values, what you value in life, and issues to do with integrity, honesty, and openness, you know, transparency and accountability. These are issues that we usually, you know, talk in abstract terms, but it's about, you know, the way you live every day. You are a message, you know, to the world, you know, the way you treat people, the way you respect others, the way you encourage others, and the way you work when nobody is watching or is part of a team.
That was Arthur Gwagwa of the Zimbabwe Human Rights NGO Forum speaking to us from the UK in London. The Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe's cooperative program that has been running for the past 5 years has been granted 200 medium-density stands in Chinoy to award its members. PTUZ Secretary General Raymond Majongwe says this will alleviate the housing shortage that is currently facing its members. Studio 7's Junga Kanjemiri speaks to Majongwe on the issue.
We are quite elated. We are quite happy. And we are quite confident that we will make many more breakthroughs. The most important thing would be to underline and score that this was a self-initiative organized by the teachers in Chinoy. When they ganged up from the PQZ Housing Cooperative, approached the Chinoy Town Council And this is something that happened 5 years ago, going through several challenges, but ultimately it worked out because now they've gotten the tent, they've been given the exact terms in terms of their positions, and we are all quite happy that this is a very positive development, and surely we are going to benefit as an organization because it gives our membership confidence that some of these programs are indeed helpful if we work in unison.
That was the PTUZ Secretary General Raymond Majongwe speaking to Studio 7's Juonga Kandemiri in Harare. The Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union, ZCFU, says it is trying to help farmers find better markets for their produce, as those available are not offering anything better. ZCFU Acting Director Jeremiah Tevera says the available markets are not helping the farmers because they are failing to realize any profits, since the prices being offered are too low. Tevera says buyers are failing to match the stipulated maize producer's price of $395 per ton, blaming it on the liquidity crunch currently gripping the country. He speaks with our reporter Juonga Kandemiri on the issue.
Working out ways of mobilizing and sensitizing farmers of markets which are offering better prices which can allow them to go back into the cropping or production cycle next season. In essence, what we are doing is we have our membership desk, which we are holding a series of meetings with, asking them not to rush into selling their produce before we indicate to them which markets are offering better prices. Because we want to protect them against selling it below their cost of production.
Is this problem only affecting maize farmers, or it's spread out to even other farmers?
It's affecting almost every crop which is being produced locally. I can take the example of soybeans. Last year it was trading at around $580 to around $650 per ton. This year we are having prices as low as $480 per ton. Some to our maize, the government price is $390 per ton. But in the market, we have got people who are buying it as low as $230, $220. And we go cotton as well. You know, it has been a perennial problem. Cotton has not been doing very well in terms of market prices, because of our linked prices on the world market. So our farmers, basically, they are suffering from all the major crops which we are producing locally.
That was the Zimbabwe Commercial Farmers Union Acting Director Jeremiah Tevera in Harare. This is Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. We are going out to you on the 4930, 4940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies and on the 909 medium wave or AM frequency. And now we go to the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today, I'm gladly joined by a young Zimbabwean, Energy Maburutse, who is taking stride in education here in the U.S. Energy, thank you so much for joining me.
You're welcome, Andy. Pleasure to be here.
Now, Energy, you are, of course, a student here at a university in Florida. We're just talking and you're talking about how it's very hot in Florida. And, of course, we all know that. But can you tell us about your experience in your first year as a student here?
There's actually a couple of funny stories about that. The first one was my accent, because the way I even pronounce my name, no one could understand it. So that was the first thing. And when you come from Zimbabwe, you were taught, like, you know, when you're saying "ah," you're supposed to roll your tongue and say "ah." So that was the first challenge, but I got used to it. I got used to listening to what people were telling me, and I kind of like just ventured in and got used to it. Otherwise, in terms of problems, I can't mention anything right now. There's completely nothing on top of my head.
And one of the unique things about you is that you are a person living with a disability, but of course it hasn't stopped you from moving towards your full potential. Can you talk about that and how, if that has affected you in any way?
I believe each and every person faces challenges. What matters us the most is how are you going to turn around your challenge to be a benefit in your life. So that's where I could probably start my answer from. Yeah, I do a lot of things about disabled people and stuff. My main goal actually is to work with the United Nations and try to help in stopping the issue of people neglecting disabled people. For me, like I said, I took all the challenges that I was facing. I told myself that this could be changed. Probably it's the issue of attitude.
And looking at your experience here in the U.S. at school, in terms of what you would need on a daily basis, were you able to get that easily, and how does it compare to back home in Zim?
First of all, I should say my door at my dormitory room has got an automatic button that I just use to open the door. So that should explain everything. The infrastructure is built in a sense that it tries by all means to accommodate everyone, but not in every place. There are some complexes where they do not have elevators and you can't go to the upstairs. But otherwise, the attitude that people have in America is that they come up with a statement, a person with a disability or a person with differences. And yet when you come here, it's usually a disabled person. Once you say a disabled person, you already crippled them. You already have put them in another class. Why can't you say a person first?
Thank you so much, Energy, for pointing that out, the issue between saying a person with disability or a disabled person. I think a lot of us are guilty of saying that and not understanding the ramifications of it. Looking at the Zimbabwean system, of course, in America, it did take time. Do you think Zimbabwe has done enough on that issue?
One thing that I've learned about Zimbabweans is that we are a loving people. We love each other to an extent that we love too much. Whenever I go into the street, maybe I don't want to be helped. Someone offers you to help. That's love. But maybe it's unnecessary. I'll touch on the government issue. Yes, the constitution mentions about disabled people and stuff like that. I feel like there being that section about disabled people, you're already separating them. Let's just say people. Infrastructural development and economic empowerment, according to my researches that I always do, we are still way, way, way beyond. I can't walk or push my wheelchair by myself in town or from my guest to the bus station. So things like that actually show me that, you know, there's still more to work on, and it's not a matter of pointing fingers on everyone.
I understand that you also are somewhat of an ambassador to this issue. Can you tell me more about that and what program you're working with?
The organization that I'm working for is called Millennium Campus Network, MCN, and they're located in Boston. What Millennium Campus Network is trying to do is that they're trying to bring youth from all over the world, let them sit down and discuss issues that are crippling our economy.
What's your message to young people out there, not only in Zimbabwe, but everywhere?
Very, very simple words. Probably the oldest words that anyone could have ever heard. Everything's possible. Just don't give up.
I think that was short and simple and sweet. Great words, though. Thank you so much, Energy, for joining me today on the Youth Forum. It was much appreciated.
Thank you for having me online today.
Thanks, everyone, for listening. This is Tatenda Gumbo. Make sure you join me next Sunday.
As the curtain comes down on the 2014 FIFA World Cup, Argentina takes on Germany in the finals later on tonight. We turned to some of our sports analysts for their predictions.
Hello, my name is Marlene Chiesa-Gazirai. I foresee Argentina going home with the World Cup after a 1-0 win against Germany on Sunday during the World Cup final.
Why do you think that, Marlene?
Well, I believe that Argentina will win through a moment of brilliance from Lionel Messi and his teammates. And considering that he really has that verve and that determination to win the World Cup, he's won the Ballon d'Or 4 times, and that is a record. But he himself has said that he will only feel complete after winning a World Cup. So I feel that he really has more determination to win this World Cup, and I believe he will propel his team to win this cup.
Thank you, Malin. Let's see what happens later on tonight. And hopefully you will win the bet, because I have Nico on the other side who is saying that Germany will win. And he's in Brazil right now. And I have you here in the United States saying Argentina will take the cup. So let's see who wins this one.
Thank you very much, Marvelous. Let's wait and see.
Now we turn to Nico Pino in Brazil.
Hi, it's Nico Pino for Voice of America in Rio. I think this final is going to be tight, but obviously Germany is going to win because the team and its coach, Joachim Löw, they are so powerful. And what we saw against Brazil, I think it's a good example of the force of this team. And even if Argentina has Messi, maybe the best player among its players, I think it's going to be very difficult for Argentina to resist against the powerful Germany this Sunday at the Maracanã Stadium.
And what's your prediction for the scoreline?
I would say 2-0 for Germany.
Thank you, Nico. We'll check back with you and see if your prediction was true.
Put your flags up in the sky. In the sky. And let them side to side.
Studio 7 for Zimbabwe, coming to you live from the Voice of America in Washington. That was the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening, July 13th, 2014. Stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening and a very good night.